Hello and welcome to Barnes's podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird. This is for the intro and chapter one. Let it be known that this is not a lecture in itself. It is a supplemental informational podcast to be added to the lecture and lecture notes from class. First thing I'd like to include is the background of the author. Harper Lee was born in Monroeville, Alabama in 1926, has only this one novel to her credit, but it has been enough to earn her a Pulitzer Prize and has a wide audience. Lee's mother was Frances Finch Lee. Her father was Amasa Coleman Lee. The character Atticus is apparently based on Lee's father, who practiced law in Monroeville. Her sister, too, is a lawyer who still practices in their hometown. Lee herself studied law at the University of Alabama before she turned to writing. No doubt Lee chose the Charles Lamb epigraph to her novel. Lawyers, I suppose, were children once, too, as a nod to her upbringing. As an intro to this story, I'd like to point out that there are three major themes: growing up, prejudice, and courage, and each of you students have been assigned to one of these categories that you will be following throughout the book. There are important chapters throughout the book that will be highlighted more than others, but keep an open mind and an open eye to see your theme in these. One thing you might want to do for reference to your paper is to do some research on the background of the setting. The setting is the early 1930s in the small town of Macomb, Alabama. It shows the effects of the Depression, the aftermath of the Depression, and the hard times of the community. So check that out, research that a little bit. That might help you out to the prejudice group especially. The small town setting might help out for the growing up segment. And even for the theme of courage, the small town setting and the southern caste setting, C-A-S-T-E, the caste structure, would also help your paper out. So check those three things out. Chapter 1, I'm not going to focus on the summary so much because that will be during class time, but things to notice for the group of growing up. Look at the structure of this, the first initial hook, how Scout starts the story out with, you know, I disagree with Jem on this, I think that the summer all happened this way, and this is the way it started, and the childhood disagreement. That's an issue of growing up, or even not growing up. Having this childhood argument and how it starts out the story. And it catches our interest because we all have those childhood arguments we can go back to in our life and look at those. Growing up, too, and meeting friendships, the meeting of Dill, okay, and just meeting new people, and the socialization skills developing between them. Second thing, let's see, with the group, courage. The game of getting out Boo Radley. The whole idea of a mysterious character in the town that they're scared of, that the kids don't, you know, get along with or don't know. The whole courage to face that, to talk about it, and to play games with it. And the game of getting Boo to come out. At Dill's insistence, of course. One thing to notice is the cruelty of the game that goes along with it, which might also fall into the prejudice group. And the fact that as they grow up, the game changes. So for the growing up group, watch out for that. Another important thing in this chapter is the book that Jem and Dill have a bet over. The book is called The Gray Ghost. You might want to notice the gray being the middle between white and black, and the gray ghost being Boo Radley, a ghost who is not seen. And for the theme of... which one would we leave out? We left out the theme of prejudice. Prejudice, make sure you guys notice that there are different types of prejudice, ageism, sexism, and racism, and that you will see all those in this book, especially with Boo Radley. Notice Dill's words. You might want to write some of those down as DJs, where Dill says a Negro would not pass the Radley place at night, or the sheriff hadn't the heart to put him in jail alongside Negroes. Okay, so go through that chapter, the end of the chapter, Dill's responses and Dill's talking about that. And the degradation of the Boo Radley and the Boo Radley place, okay, and how it fascinated the kids. That's about it for chapter one. Chapter one's a very setting-based chapter. It builds a setting of the story, the history of the Finch family, where they live, and the town. And hopefully we'll hear more in chapter two as to the characters. So thank you, and please tune in next time.